stop persistence as our history is real. A strong will can shine like gold.
Welcome to the Wayne Bennett Podcast, celebrating West Virginia people, places, and the culture of Southern Appalachia. Now here's your host, Wayne Bennett.
Welcome to Wayne Bennett's podcast. We are at the Lindsey Raines Duels Tournament in Rainale, West Virginia. And our first guest, tell us who you are.
My name is Thomas Mullins. I'm a senior from Green Bay East.
And Tom, how long have you been wrestling?
About 7 years now.
How'd you get started?
My whole family was a wrestling family, so I just decided I'd try it out, and then I ended up liking it.
Are you the best one in the family?
I like to think I am, but I don't think. I think my brother probably beat me out in skill-wise.
And what weight class are you wrestling this year?
I'm 215 this year.
215. And if I'm not mistaken, in one of the polls, you're ranked in the AAA. Have you paid any attention to any of that?
At the start of the season, I know I was ranked third in the state at 215. And at this rate, I haven't looked at it again since the start of the season.
And as far as the region's concerned, who is your primary? Of course, everybody's an opponent, but who's your primary concern getting out of the region in a first or second position?
There's a couple good kids in my region. There's a kid from Oak Hill I have to wrestle that I've had problems with before, and then there's a kid from St. Albans that I have to wrestle that I've also had some problems with. But
have you placed in the state before?
I got second my sophomore year, and then last year I got fifth.
How's your team as far as senior leadership? Do you have a lot of seniors, or is it a young team, or?
We only have three seniors on the team this year. A lot of our kids are younger kids, but I think a lot of them are like starting to step up and try to help out, lead the team in the right direction because they've been wrestling for years and we've all been together for a few years now, just from middle school to high school. So a lot of our younger wrestlers are trying to step up to help out, lead the team.
What's the one thing that you like best about the sport of wrestling?
I love how the sport just brings you in close with a group of kids. Like, it basically makes you into a family. You spend every day with them for at least 2 hours for practice, sometimes more. And then every weekend you're off at either a hotel or a tournament together just wrestling. So I think it brings you in close with a lot of different people, lets you basically have a second family.
Do you play any other sports besides wrestle?
No, I don't play any other sports anymore.
What do you have after this tournament? What's the next big one that you'll see some big competition?
So our next big tournament will probably be Winner's Choice, which is held up in Fairmont, and it'll be a pretty big tournament. I got fifth at it last year too, so it's going to be a big tournament.
That's the Winner's Choice.
Wait, I got second at it last year. My bad. Sorry. Uh-huh. I got fifth at WSAZ's last year, which is like right after Winner's Choice. All of our tournaments from here on out, it's basically big ones.
Yeah.
Like we have one more small one, and it's going to be at our school.
You're a senior. What are your plans when you graduate?
I haven't made up my mind completely yet. I'm looking into wrestling in the future, maybe. I'm also just looking into different types of studies I could do to get jobs. Just a lot of it's just looking for the degree I want at the school that I might want to wrestle at.
There's a lot of the local, more statewide colleges that have wrestling now and gives people more of an opportunity, but that's a whole different level. It takes a little more commitment and you just never know how you'll fare in that particular sport. In that particular level. Well, listen, appreciate you coming by and talking to us, and good luck today.
Thank you.
Our next guest is from Greenbrier West High School, Mr. Tucker Lilly. Welcome, Tucker.
Thank you.
Last year, what did you place in the states last year?
I placed fourth in the state.
At 113?
Yes.
And are you a senior or a junior?
I'm a junior this year.
You're a junior. And how did you get started in wrestling?
Well, I was about 4 or 5, and my older brother wrestled. He was in high school, and I just wanted to be like him, so I started wrestling.
And who was your first coach?
Jeremy Tencher.
Jeremy Tencher.
Yep.
And this was in the youth program. Then you went to the middle school, I guess, and was Coach Gray there then?
Yep.
Now, do you have a hard time keeping your weight?
No, I don't have a problem with my weight. You just watch what you eat. You don't have to gorge yourself every night and, you know, one bottle of water a day and then eat your 3 meals and you're good.
Do you participate in any other sports?
Yeah, I play football and run track.
Wow, that's you stay pretty busy then, don't you?
Yeah.
What do you like about wrestling? Why wrestling?
You got to be tough to wrestle. You really do. You got to have a different mentality.
And last year, you guys were runner-up in the state Class A. What are you looking for this year?
First place.
First place.
Yep.
You think you got it?
Oh, yeah. I think we got it.
Now, I know you guys got a pretty tough schedule coming up. What all you got that you know of as far as the tournaments?
I think we got the WSAZs, and we got the Armory Duels in Summersville, and Braxton County Tournament, I think. That's all I know of right now.
Coalfield ain't going to be no slouch either.
Oh, yeah, Coalfield's,
yeah. It's going to be pretty good with the AAA schools, mm-hmm. and Independence will probably be full speed about that time.
Yep.
And what about this tournament? Have you won this thing every year? Or?
I think I've won it every year but my freshman year.
You're a junior. How many seniors you got on the team?
Three. Yep.
And so you guys got a relatively young team. What do you do you have any plans after high school? Anything?
Not right now. I'm still looking.
You ever think about wrestling in college?
I've thought about it, but you know, we'll see. I don't know yet.
What's the worst thing you hate when in practice?
We do this conditioning, and it's called big knees. So you gotta jump up and get your knees to your chest. I don't like that. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of big knees.
What's your strong point? Are you better on your feet or coming off the bottom, or do you ride, or what's your strong point?
I'm probably best on my feet, trying to get a takedown.
What's your favorite takedown?
Probably a double leg.
Just double leg?
Yeah.
During the off season, do you go to any camps or anything like that?
Yeah, Tencher takes us to some camps in summertime, and then he'll get us out and we'll wrestle.
Have you ran into any big names in wrestling as far as college or anything like that?
Like any offers or anything?
Well, no, as far as coaches or wrestlers.
Well, we had a couple Virginia Tech coaches come down to a camp 1 year, and then we went to Blacksburg, and there was another one there. So we've had a few big names teach us a little bit.
What's your favorite move off the bottom?
Probably a Parker switch. You know, not a lot of people know it because we kind of come up with it, but I like that a lot, probably.
You wrestle in the lower weights. Who's your chief competition in the region?
I don't know. I really don't know who it is this year.
Well, some of them haven't found their weight classes yet. You know, you got over at Independence, you got Purdue who may be 6 or 13.
Yeah.
You just don't know what's going to happen there.
Yeah, I don't know who Indy has at 20. I wrestled an Indy kid last week, but I don't think he was the starter.
Uh-huh.
I don't know like if he's hurt or what, so I don't know.
What tournament is your favorite tournament?
The state tournament.
The states?
Yep, it's my favorite tournament.
If you ever have any kids, would you encourage your kids to wrestle?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You ever thought about coaching?
Yep. I'm probably going to start coaching when I get out of high school.
That's great. Well, listen, appreciate you stopping by, and good luck to you, and good luck in this tournament, and good luck in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next guests are from Nicholas County, And Coach Kevin Amick and wrestler Dalton Hanshow, welcome, gentlemen. And Kevin, you've been at Nicholas County how long?
At the high school, probably about 4 or 5 years.
And how did you get into wrestling?
Well, I wrestled at Richwood when I was in high school. Then after all them years of not doing anything and I had kids, my oldest boy, once he got about 7, wanted to get him to do something to get out of his shell. So wrestling was a perfect thing. The Nicholas County High School, well, they had a youth program up there, and so I took him to it. Next thing I know, I'm out on the mat.
They still have a youth program there?
Yes, yes. Chris Hanshaw runs the Nicholas County youth.
Who was your coach at Richwood?
Russ Ward.
Russ Ward. Now, Russ is he's in the National Wrestling Hall of Fame, and I used to coach against him a little bit back in the old days and refereed. I refereed the first wrestling match ever held in the new gym. They called it the new gym at Richwood.
Right.
And he used to be an older gentleman, wore a bow tie. He was the announcer of a lot of things. And Richwood wrestled Nicholas County in front of the student body.
Yes.
And it was a battle. I mean, it was something else. And Dalton, are you a senior?
Yes.
You've had a pretty good career in wrestling. How did you get started?
I've been doing it ever since I was about 5.
And who got you into it?
Dad did.
And did you have any brothers or sisters, anybody like that wrestling?
Maybe not at the time. I'm the oldest. I started it off.
Do you play any other sports?
Not currently, no.
Really? I figured you might have been a football player. You have placed in the States 2 or 3 times.
Yeah, twice.
Yeah. And last year you?
Fourth.
You were fourth at 170?
Yeah.
You won the region.
Yeah.
Tournament. Mm-hmm. Now, you have moved up a weight class or two, haven't you? Or
yeah, one weight class. Well, they changed the weight classes. So last year, you know, it was 70 and then 82 and then 95. Well, now it's 75 and then no 80 at all and then 90.
Right.
So you're at 190?
Yeah.
And have you looked around the state to see what kind of competition's out there, or are you paying attention to that?
I really don't pay much attention, truthfully, but I don't know of anybody.
Yeah. Now, what do you guys have after this week?
The Armory Duels.
And you don't know what you're going to run into.
No, it's always a buzzsaw. It's a good one.
Yeah. I know Johnson Central usually comes up there out of Kentucky,
yes.
And they were at the Armory last week, and they wrestled one day and had some good-looking kids, but then they had to go home because of the
weather
forecast.
Yes.
And so we didn't get to see how they would gauge. But then there's some triple-A, double-A, single-A. It's pretty good mixture. So if you go, if you have a good record after 2 days up there, you've done a pretty good job, I think. Dalton, who's the toughest person you've ever grabbed a hold of in a match?
Ever? Oh.
The one you remember.
The one that I remember? Sam Adams was pretty good. He was about the only one that I really couldn't.
Yeah, he's that whole Adams family was pretty good kids.
Yeah.
But now how do you, Coach, how many guys do you normally have out for wrestling?
Last year we had about 9. This year the numbers doubled. We've got 18. I was surprised. Really happy about it.
Are you filling all the weight classes?
No, we're giving up 3.
Wow.
I still got a lot of them bunched together.
Yeah. That's the one thing about wrestling. You know, football, if you get 18 guys back out or returners, it's pretty good. But then wrestling, they could all be in the same weight classes.
Right.
That doesn't mix it up very well. And Dalton, you have last year, you beat Karan in the region.
Yeah.
Then he got hot in the States and won.
Yeah, he got on the opposite side of the bracket as I did.
that's another thing. It depends on what kind of – you don't know what the bracket's going to be until you
until the pill drops.
And it's kind of tough. Sometimes the best matches are in the semifinals and not necessarily the finals. What kind of advice would you give, Dalton, to a kid starting out in wrestling?
Starting out, it's going to be a tough year for sure. I mean, nobody really does good their first year. They're just going to have to buckle down and work hard, and they'll be able to. Anybody can do it. You just have to work hard at it.
You ever thought about wrestling in college?
Yeah, I've had a couple reach out to me so far.
Anybody a little that you're thinking about seriously, or
I don't even know if I'm going truthfully. So,
yeah. Well, nowadays you guys are fortunate because there's more schools that have wrestling.
Yeah,
and there's going to be more.
Yeah, the sports are growing.
Yeah, there for a while there was only like two schools in the whole state that had it, and it was kind of it was either WVU or West Liberty, and that was about it.
Right.
Now Fairmont, Glenville, Bluefield State, WVU Tech, all of them have got it together. Yeah. Coach, what's the hardest part about coaching? I mean, Nicholas County is kind of a rural county. What's the hardest part about coaching?
Well, this year we have just one senior, which is Dalton, and I have one junior. So the rest of them are sophomores and freshmen. I'm fortunate enough that from the youth program and the middle school that a lot of my young guys are still a lot of mat time underneath their belt. So that's good. But then we have a few of them that's first time. So you got to go back to the beginning and just trying to get them to understand, don't worry so much about the wins and losses. Just improve each week. Build on it, because that's the only way you're going to get better. The wins will come, but don't focus so much about the wins.
Do you have any home matches yourself at school?
We had one a few weeks ago.
December 10th.
Oh, you had your own tournament.
Yeah.
How did that go?
There's a lot of good competition. There's a lot of good matches in it. It was a learning experience, too.
Yeah.
So I had 12 teams. It was
San Albans and them came out there to that. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Very good school.
Yeah. And how many teams do you have?
It was a total of 12.
12. Yeah.
So it didn't run as quite as smooth as what we was wanting to, but there's still a lot of good competition, and it's something that we can grow on and learn for the next time.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I was coaching, I'd rather go wrestle somewhere than have a match at home, because it was, I know you had to do it in front of the home crowd. But.
Right. And that seems to have been like kind of the norm for years. It was just easier to go someplace, and it is. But I think you do yourself a disservice by never hosting something to show the local community that we are here. We have a team. Come out and see them, support the kids.
And get to, you know, support the sport. You know,
yes.
I mean, you gotta, that's how you get things built up. People can watch. But it is a lot of work. It's not like showing up in basketball and just start shooting. You got to put mats out. You got to get help, table help, and those kind of things. And it's a lot more work than you can expect. Well, guys, I appreciate you guys stopping by and talking with us. And good luck today, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, now we have from Shady Spring High School, Walker Furrow. And are you a junior?
Yes.
And when'd you get started in wrestling?
When I was around about 5.
Who got you involved?
I just kind of had a thing for it.
Just decided who was your first coach?
Kevin Farley.
Kevin Farley, Big Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kevin was a heavyweight at Woodrow Wilson High School. And moved to Shady Spring area and worked with the youth program for quite some time. And what weight class are you wrestling now, Walker?
Well, today I'm shifting between 120 and 113, but I'm trying to cut down to 113.
So you're going to go 20 or?
I'm going down to 13 now.
You're going to 13 now. And what was your record last year? Do you remember?
Not right off.
Yeah. Did you have a winning record?
Yes.
And did you start?
Yes.
You say just something you wanted to do. What do you like best about wrestling?
All the community and the team itself and all the support and hard work you have to put into it, unlike other sports.
Do you play any other sports?
Yes. I play soccer.
soccer. And were you a pretty good soccer player?
I guess, yeah.
Okay. Well, what do you, you're a junior?
Yes, sir.
And next year you'll be having to make some plans about graduation. What do you plan on doing?
I plan on going to the police academy right after high school.
Wow, that's great. The state police academy, is that what it is?
Yes.
Well, wrestling will definitely help you with the physical requirements for sure. And I'm sure you've done a lot of study in there. Do you attend any camps or clinics or anything like that to help you with the sport of wrestling?
No, I go to some camps sometimes, but other than that.
Who's your workout partner in the mat room?
Ryder Laws.
Does he push you every day?
Yeah, he's a weight class above me.
Uh-huh.
Well, two, actually, so it's a lot harder and heavier. Yeah, so.
Well, they say if you're going to be a successful wrestler, you need to be able to beat the people two weight classes above you. And sometimes that's kind of hard, but your success kind of depends on the workout partner you have. And so you want to be a good workout partner for him also,
yes.
Right? And what do you like about Coach Shrewsbury? He works hard. I mean, what do you like about him?
He cares about the team and he gets us all together. He's wrestled before, so that really helps with it.
When do you practice? Do you practice right after school or?
No, the middle school practices right after school, and we practice right around 5.
You're going to see a pretty good kid today in 113, aren't you? Do you know?
I think I'm wrestling like 2 113s and the 120 I'm bumping up. And then after this one, I'm going down to 113 permanently.
Do you know of any of the 113-pounders in the region that's going to be the stiffest competition?
Not really. I haven't been down there much.
What's your goal this year? What do you want to do?
Place in the States.
You want to place in the States. Listen, Walker, I appreciate you coming by and talking to us, and good luck today, and good luck this season.
Thank you.
Our next guest is from Greenbrier West High School, Cole Vandal. Welcome.
How are you?
And tell us, last year, you were fourth in the state last year?
Yes, sir.
And what weight class was that?
182.
And how did you get involved in wrestling?
Just started when I was young. My dad put me in it when I was like 6.
And did you have any relatives or?
My dad wrestled at Meadow Bridge actually for a little while, and he just thought it'd be something good I'd like.
Right now, you are in what weight class?
215.
215. Are you light for that weight class?
Yeah, very.
But you're ranked, what, 5th in one of the polls, I think I saw that you were ranked 5th.
Yes, sir.
And how do you feel about that? Are there guys up above you that you think you can beat, or you're better than, or some below you that are better than you? Or
actually, I just beat one of the ones that is above me, number 2.
Uh-huh.
So just a ranking.
So what's your chief competition in the region?
I mean, I'm not really sure. I go out and wrestle whoever's in front of me.
Just whatever.
Yep.
What about your practices? What's the one thing you don't like in practice?
When teacher brings the older guys in.
What's the one thing you like about practice?
Just getting takedowns, stuff like that, working on our feet.
What's your strong point? On your feet?
No, on the mat.
The bottom or top?
Top, definitely.
You're not a leg guy, are you?
Maybe. Don't tell anyone I told you that, though.
In the 215, I haven't paid too much attention around the state, but that's kind of a jump. Last year, what were you wrestling in?
182.
182. And do you play football or anything?
Yes, sir.
And what do you play position in football?
Running back, quarterback, and then defensive end.
Now, you guys had a pretty good football season this year. And you ran into James Monroe twice, and then they ran into Williamstown. I didn't get to see Williamstown, but they must have been pretty decent.
They were solid.
They had to be. And what are you going to do when you get out of high school?
I'm not real sure yet. You know, I'm only a junior right now. I'm wanting to go to college for physical therapy. Not real sure yet.
Well, listen, good luck to you, and I appreciate you coming by and talking to me. And good luck today, and good luck for the season.
All righty, thank you.
We have another Greenbrier West Cavalier, Moses Gray. And it seems like I've seen your name around a lot, and even back in the old days. What year are you in school? No, are you a junior?
Oh, sir? Yeah, I'm a junior, sir.
You're a junior?
Yep.
And how long have you been wrestling?
I think this will be my 10th or 11th year.
And are you any relation to the coach at the middle school?
Yeah, he's my dad.
That's your dad?
Yep, Mark Gray.
So you didn't have a lot of choice, did you?
No. Well, all me and my brothers, we all enjoyed the sport. And like on family holidays, we all get together and wrestle pretty much.
And how many brothers you got?
Three.
Three?
Two of them wrestled. One of them wrestled for about, I think, 2 years. And Brian Gray, you might know him. He was pretty good. And Trevor.
I remember Brian. Now, you were state place winner last year, sixth in the state.
Yep.
At 132. And are you, 144 this year?
Yes, sir.
Is that where you're going to stay?
Yeah, I think so. It's been treating me well so far.
Is that a weight class that you have to really watch what you eat?
Yes, sir.
You say you've been wrestling 11 years. What was your best accomplishment in middle school? How'd you do down in the SAZs?
I got fourth my eighth grade year, and seventh grade year I got eighth.
And you guys, Coach Tencher has told me that your schedule this year for West, and I mean for a single A school, that's a tough schedule. And I don't believe there'll be many undefeated guys.
Yeah, it's gonna be rough.
And do you like that kind of competition?
Yeah, I think wrestling good kids makes you better all around.
Who's your chief workout partner?
Clayton Robinson.
Do you guys push each other pretty hard?
Yes, sir, we do.
Now, he's not any kin to Logan Robertson that used to.
No.
Probably don't spell their names the same, I don't think. But Logan was a pretty good wrestler from Greenbrier West.
Yeah, he comes to the room every now and then. We'll be partners.
Yeah, I think he was a national qualifier in college, and I'm sure somebody like him can help you a lot. Since you've been wrestling so long, I'm assuming that you're probably one of the leaders on the team. Has that come with any pressure, or what's a good leader do?
Well, we keep motivating the younger guys coming up and work as hard as we can at the best abilities we got.
So when do you start? When do you practice? Is it right after school?
Yep.
Does the middle school practice here, or do they practice up at the middle school?
They practice at Rupert.
And then what about the youth program?
They practice at Rupert too.
Do you pay any attention to the competition? I mean, do you know who the tough guys are in the region, or any names out there that you?
I'd say Caleb Nichols, probably my biggest guy I got beat in the region.
It's pretty important coming out of the region, first or second, you know, when you go to the States. And what about Herbert Hoover? You know anybody that wrestles down that direction?
Not really. I know my freshman year I had a good kid, but I think he graduated.
Describe a good day in wrestling. This tournament is Lindsey Rain's tournament. It used to be the Greenbrier West Duels, and it's kind of a community effort in honor of a young lady, and also just to help the sport. But say you got to wrestle a match on Thursday night. What, besides going to school, you have to watch your weight?
Oh, yeah.
And do you eat anything? Or
just oh, yeah. Wait? Stay hydrated.
Do you have plans, you say, to go to college and wrestle?
I'm not sure yet. We'll see where it goes.
There's a lot of schools around that offer wrestling now that you didn't before.
Yeah.
And there's people I know close by. WVU Tech's always looking for some people. And you got Bluefield State. You got Glenville State. You got an excellent program. And, Hopefully. What about the name Moses? Where did that come from?
Well, it used to be my middle name, and now that's what everybody calls me by.
What's your first name?
Vinton.
And I just wondered. I didn't know whether that was I know it's a biblical name, but so do you mind being? My first name was Aubrey, but I always went by Wayne, the middle name, but because my dad and was named Aubrey also. But well, listen, Moses, good luck to you today, and good luck to you the rest of the year, and hopefully we'll see you on near the or at the top of the podium in Huntington.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you. And that concludes our visit to the Lindsey Raines Wrestling Tournament in Raynale, West Virginia. We'd like to thank the administration at Greenbrier West High School and Coach Jeremy Tencher and the wrestlers and coach we interviewed. And been a great visit, and good luck to those guys for the rest of the 2022-2023 season. And remember, if you're not dead yet, you're not done yet. Anyone else who would like to be on our program, contact me at awbennett50@gmail.com. Until next time, God bless you.